Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Peggy Lee, pinch-hitting for Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
My business has sure been falling off lately. Day before yesterday, I took in $200. Yesterday, only took in $100. I guess you shouldn't really worry too much. From $200 to $100 is only be a drop of 1%. No, it doesn't seem like very much, 1%. But you know something? If I drop 1% more, I'll be out of business. Well, I'm sure what things is going to get better. After all, everybody's got what to eat, you know. Yeah, but they don't got to eat here. Oh, my. Oh, hello.
Hello, Parker.
It is Dundee Peggy Lee. Peggy, I want you for tonight. How much we all appreciate you coming over here tonight to help us out, you know. Now, Martha Tilton is Dundee feeling well, but Peggy, you're such a nice girl anyways.
Well, thanks, Parker.
Yeah, sure.
And, young Freddie Miller asked me, as long as I was coming over here, to give you these blueprints.
Oh, thanks. Peggy, you know what are these blueprints? That is the plans for my new house.
Oh, plans for your new house?
Mm-hmm. I finally decided to build a house on my little lot where I own you. I'm getting sick and tired of living in that one little room upstairs here.
Well, good for you, Parky. I think every man should have his own home.
Yeah, and I'm be very fortunate, too. You know, Freddie, the boy where they drew up these plans, he's been his first year in college, and he's studying for to be an architect, and he paid me a great honor. These plans for my house, the first plans that he never made for anybody.
Well, let's see what your house is going to look like, Parky.
Yeah, it's
going to
be kind of exciting, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. See, I guess what he's made a modernistic design here.
Mm-hmm.
Looks nice. I wonder why the driveway should come up to a point like this. Is that good?
Well, Parky, the driveway doesn't come up to a point.
No?
That's the roof. You're holding the plans upside down.
Oh, you're right. I can see, that's better now. Yeah, there's the living room.
Yeah.
You know, Peggy, years ago, they used to call the living room the parlor, you know.
Yeah.
Because they didn't use the parlor for a living room.
Oh.
The only time that anybody got into the parlor is when they died. Oh, and here's the dining room. And there's a bedroom. Here's another bedroom. There's be another bedroom. And over here's another bedroom.
But, Parky, you live all alone. Why do you need four bedrooms?
Yes, you put in four bedrooms because I told them I was a very heavy sleeper. Yeah, you're right, Peggy. I don't need four bedrooms. I think we're now going to use one of those rooms for a nursery.
A nursery?
Mm-hmm.
Parky, you mean?
Yeah, that's where I'm going to keep all my flowers and grow all my plants. Yeah, that is going to be nice.
Well, look, Parky. This is nice, too.
What's that?
See, Freddie put a sunroom over here.
Yeah, sunroom, and look at that. I told him what I wanted, a real California house. So right next to the sunroom, he put a smug room. Look at that. And look, I even mentioned what I would like for to have a vegetable garden. So he put it outside right there. See that big space there? That's for the potatoes, you know. Got it marked there, potatoes. That's food.
Potatoes?
Yeah.
Potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say potatoes?
Right there, you can see it.
Well, Parky, that doesn't say potatoes. That's patio.
Oh. Yes, patio.
Well, for a beginner, I think Freddie did an excellent job with these plans.
He really did, yes.
Yeah, and he's laid out a very nice house for you.
Yes.
But do you mind if I make a little suggestion, Parky?
No, go right ahead. What is your suggestion?
Well, the living room should face south so that you get the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put your entrance hall here instead of over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move this bedroom back of the stairway.
Yes.
Put your front door here.
Mm-hmm.
And have your driveway come around here instead of back there.
That sounds good, Peggy. Yes, I was going to tell Freddie about your suggestions. I'm sure that he'll be glad to make those few small changes.
But, Parky,
mm-hmm.
You're not thinking of building your house today, are you?
Well, I was.
Well, you know, I was just reading in a magazine that this is not the time to build.
Then?
No, they say that building costs have reached their peak.
Yeah.
People should wait at least 2 years before they build.
Wait 2 years?
Oh, definitely.
Oh.
Things have got to come down, you know.
You know, you're right, Peggy. You know, and it's a good thing for to talk things over with people. Now, look at that. If not, I would have gone ahead building on. It would have cost me so much more. Oh, yes.
Oh, gee, it's going to be a lot of fun building your own home, isn't it, Parky?
Ah, sure, Peggy, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I know a man who built his house 6 months ago. He had so much fun out of it, he got a nervous breakdown. But thank you anyway, Peggy, for your suggestions.
Well, you're welcome, Parky. Well, I guess I better see if I can get some work done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that Peggy's right. The living room is suited to face this out.
Yes. Hi, Parky. What you got there?
Oh, hello, up here. Young Freddie Miller dropped some blueprints for me. I thought to build me a little house, you know.
Well, if you're going to do any building, Parky, now is certainly the time to build.
You say what? Now is the time to build?
Definitely.
Yes.
Prices are cheap now.
They are?
Boy, in the next 2 years, them building prices are really going to skyrocket.
Yeah, you mean building prices is going up?
Oh, sure. I was reading that in the magazine just today.
You don't read the same magazines, but Peggy Lear.
Say, this boy sure laid out a nice house here for you.
Didn't he?
You know, I know all about building houses.
Yes.
Yes, sir. There ain't nothing wrong with this layout.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty clever, yes.
Yeah, but, Parky, if it was me that was building it, I'd have done something a little different here.
You would?
Do you mind if I make a suggestion?
No, not at all. Go ahead. What is it?
Well, you ought to have this bedroom here all closed in so it'll be soundproof.
Soundproof? What is that for?
So I won't disturb you when I practice my clarinet.
Wait a minute, Soppy. I don't get this. What did you say? You won't disturb me when you practice your clarinet?
Yeah. Well, Parker, you're not going to go and build yourself an 8-room house and live in it all alone, are you?
I was thinking of that, yes.
Oh, no, you can't live all alone.
What?
Supposing you get sick or something.
Yes.
Boy, then you'd be glad the two of us was there to take care of you.
Yes. The two of you? What two?
Or me and my piano player. Who do you think's going to accompany me when I practice?
Yeah, you know, Oppie, it's kind of a surprise to me, you moving into my house with your piano player. Didn't finger in that, you know.
Yeah, I can see, but these plans, there's a lot of stuff you didn't figure on.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I make another suggestion?
Look, Oppie, could you tell me about it later? Honest, my head is starting for to go round and round. I'm so mixed up with everybody's making suggestions. Really, Oppie, I'm starting for to get confused.
Treatment. Old Gold brings you the singing star Peggy Lee saying, "It's a good day."
I looked at my horoscope and it said to me, "Don't be a dope, 'cause everything you do will turn out right. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, "Good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Good morning, sun. Good morning, sun. sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night.
You know, I knew a fellow once who smoked a certain cigarette because he thought it would make him a great lover. Another chap I knew, he thought if he smoked a certain brand, he'd have a big chest and terrific muscles. Well, I don't know how these ideas grow up about some cigarettes, but here's the idea behind Old Golds. Here's what's in it for you every time you light an OG. Old Golds give you pleasure, a smooth, easy, gentle kind of pleasure. It's a quality born of the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. But there's more than fine tobaccos in every Old Gold you smoke. There's that intangible thing no money can buy. And I mean experience. Long, long experience such as the makers of Old Gold cigarettes have. Why, nearly 200 years of association with the world's finest tobaccos, yes, everything there is to know about cigarettes, is all wrapped up and waiting for you in every golden pack of Old Golds. So here's the idea, folks. Try. Just try a pack of OGs. Not because of medical claims about throat irritation, but for your sweet pleasure's sake. Like I've been telling you, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Have an Old Gold, will you?
You know, it'd be a funny thing how everybody's got their own ideas for to build a house. And maybe it's good for to get everybody's suggestions. After all, you only build a house once, you might as well for to get it right. Oh, yes, sir, you like for to pay your check?
Yeah. How much? I had a cup of coffee.
Only a cup of coffee is 5 cents.
Boy, am I glad you only charge 5 cents for coffee. Mm-hmm. Was any more, I'd be out of luck. You see, all I got is a nickel. That's all the money I got.
You mean that's your last nickel?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you keep it. You can pay me some other time.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. See, I left all my money home. Yeah. I had to kind of leave the house in a hurry. Had a little argument with the wife.
Yeah.
Boy, was she sore at me.
Yeah, well, those things just happens to everybody.
Yeah. Hey, what are them plans? Going to build something?
Yeah, going to build a house.
Oh, mind if I look at them?
No, that's all right. You could look at them. Yes, here.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong?
Well, if this is what you want, I guess it's okay. Mind if I make a suggestion?
No, go right ahead. Why should you be an exception?
Why do you want to build a one-story house?
I'm all alone. That's all what I need.
Yeah, but if you build a two-story house, yes, you can rent out the upstairs, and then your part costs you nothing.
Say, that's a wonderful suggestion. Thank you very much for that idea.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, do you mind if I used your phone here? I'd like to call up the missus and kind of make up with her.
Ah, sure. Go ahead. Call up the missus. You know, it's not being nice for married people for the mad at each other.
You sure it's okay with you to use the phone?
Is it okay? I insist that you use it. Go ahead. Call up your wife.
Thanks. Oh, operator? Give me long distance.
Long distance? I thought you said you were going to call up your wife.
I am. I live in St. Louis.
You live in St. Louis and you left all your money home?
Yeah. Hello, long distance? I'm calling St. Louis, Maine, 551830. What's this? Not,
Evergreen 5526.
This Evergreen 5526.
Could you make it snappy, please?
Hey, they're ringing my house already.
Yes,
ain't this wonderful? You call St. Louis from way out here in Los Angeles, and they connect you like it was a local call bingo.
I wish it was a local call bingo.
Come on, Mary, speak to me, will you? How do you like that? She won't say a word.
Well, hang up. Go ahead.
Hello, Mary? Mary? Oh, please speak to me. Won't you even say hello, Mary?
For heaven's sake, Mary, say something.
Hey, can you beat that? She won't say nothing.
Well, look, if she won't say nothing, then hang up.
Oh, no. If I hang up, then she'll never talk to me.
Yeah, but she's not even talking to you now.
Look, honey, I ain't got no place to go, and I'm going to stay on this phone until you start talking. I don't care if it takes 2 hours.
2 hours?
Hello, Mary? Mary? Hello? Hello? How do you like that? She hung up on me.
Well, bless her little heart.
Boy, now I am sore. I don't think we should let her get away with a thing like that, should we? I mean, hanging up on us? We'll call her back right now and really tell her something.
We'll tell her something. Look, I am not mad at her.
Hello, long distance.
Oh, my.
This is Evergreen 5526. Give me that St. Louis number again, will you? Hanging up on me. I'll get even with her even if it costs me my last nickel here.
How do I ever get mixed up with people like this?
They're quiet. They're ringing it.
Oh, my.
Hello, Mary. This is Tom again. You think you're pretty smart not saying nothing, don't you? Well, you listen to me. I'm going to... How do you like that? You didn't say a word. Just hung up again.
Oh, my.
Well, brother, I can be just as stubborn as she is. I'll keep calling her all night.
Put on that phone. You just made 2 calls to St. Louis. You're a dumb gun for to make no more. But it's already going to cost me over $50.
$50?
Yes.
For what?
For the calls.
The telephone company can't charge you for them 2 calls.
How you mean they couldn't charge me? You talked to your wife twice for long distance in St. Louis, don't you?
Yeah, I talked to her, but she didn't answer me, did she?
No.
Well, how can a phone company charge you for any calls when there's no answer?
Yeah, I guess what she's right. There was no answer.
Sure. Yeah. Don't you let them get away with charging you for them 2 calls.
No.
If you have any trouble about it,
yeah,
just call me in St. Louis.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Too Many Times. Have you a talent for enjoying life? Do you know how to pamper your sense of pleasure, your sense of taste and aroma? If so, I'll put you down as a wonderful prospect for an Old Gold cigarette. Because, friends, Old Gold sure sit well with you. It's a cigarette of noble tobaccos, lovingly blended by the world's foremost tobacco craftsmen. Try. Just try an Old Gold. Just once enjoy that pleasant mellowness so characteristic of this fine cigarette. Then I'm sure you'll come along with us when we say, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
I'm be sorry what I ever started for to build a house. 18 people seen these plans and got 18 different suggestions.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Park, you can't get someone.
Yeah, Mr. Sharp, you are correct. Yes.
Well, congratulations. Yes.
Hope he tells me you're going to build a house.
Yes, I am. Mm.
Well, I'll be very glad to help you. No, I just went in the building business.
You did?
Uh-huh.
What do you know about the building business?
Well, tell you the truth, yes. I don't know much about the building racket, see, but my partner, he's one of the biggest contrasters in the country.
So your partner's a big contrastor?
Yeah.
Well, what is a contrastor?
What is a contrastor?
Yes.
Now, that is a silly question.
Please.
Contrastor is a fellow who constricts houses.
Constricts houses, huh?
Yeah, sure. Brother, we are doing a land office business.
So you're doing a land office business?
Are we?
We sold over 50 land offices last week.
See, we don't only build houses.
Yes.
You see, we handle every angle in a real estate business. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize what you were in the real estate business. I really didn't, yes.
Sure. And, brother, that is a wonderful business.
It is.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Awful busy down at the office there, drawing up hundreds of plans.
Oh.
Last week, I had to put on 3 extra artichokes.
You got artichokes drawing up the plans?
Sure. It's a lot of work to getting out all them blue points, you know.
That is one thing what I would like to see. 3 artichokes busy getting out blue points. All you need with that is a little ketchup. That would be delicious. I have to tell you one thing, Mr. Sharp. Before you tell anybody what you're in the real estate business, you should learn how to pronounce all the words right.
No. That ain't necessary for me to know them words because what? I don't handle that end of the business.
No.
I'm in a different department.
You're in a different department?
Yeah. I'm in charge of repairs.
Oh.
I take care of anything that needs fixing.
I didn't know you had to fix things.
Oh, you kidding? Yeah. I've been fixing things for years.
Yeah. Sure. What did you ever fix?
Prize fights, basketball games.
Oh. Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I want anything for to do with your company, huh? Yeah. That don't exactly sound wholesome to me.
Uh-huh. I know what's going through your mind. You're afraid... Maybe we'll steal some money from you or something, eh?
Man, as long as you put it that way, I may I say that you are getting warm.
Yeah. Look here, brother. Just want to show you that we don't want your money, see?
Yes.
I'll examine your plans free of charge for you and be glad to offer you a few soggy gestures.
Soggy gestures?
Just let me see those plans, will you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brother, are you a fortunate man that I came along to examine these plans? Just look at this.
What is it?
Well, this is terrible.
I didn't know this anything so terrible. What is so terrible?
You didn't, eh?
No.
How could you miss it? Sticks out like a sore bum.
What sticks out like a sore bum?
All this space you're wasting here in the front of the house. What is there's 40 feet there with nothing on it.
That is the street there. How could you build on the street, I would have the traffic going through the dining room.
Well, tell you the truth, see, I don't know much about this type of building because, see, my company specializes in early American homes.
Yeah, oh, yes, early American homes. I heard about that, yes.
We like to make them because they are simple and very compacted.
Compacted?
Correct. Now, I just happen to have the plans with me for one of our early American homes, yes. And I can sell you one of these plans for 15 cents.
15 cents for a plan for a home? That'd be sure cheaper now. Couldn't lose nothing on that. Rocky, I'll take it. Maybe you could get a couple, two, three ideas from that, eh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, no doubt about that at all, yeah.
Okay, kid, here you are. Here are your plans for an early American home.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, what kind of plans for an early American home does this be here? This is a picture postcard of an Indian wigwam.
That's right. It's the earliest American home you can get.
My, why did I ever start for to build a house just going crazy with everybody making suggestions?
I'd put the living room over here, Parky.
This is the time to build, Parky. Things are going up.
I'll be glad to call my wife in St. Louis. She could give you some suggestions.
What you want is an early American home, Mr. Pockyakakis. You realize that, don't you?
Suggestion.
These new plans here for my new house, that should be worth all the money what they cost me. You know, young Freddie Miller, he's drew up nice plans, but after all, he's just starting in school. I guess what, he's just don't got enough experience. So instead of having everybody mixing me all up with the suggestions, I decided not to use his Freddie's plans at all, but to go to the finest architect in town, J. Willard Franklin. Just look at these plans here. Don't that be a gorgeous house? You know, Mr. Franklin said he took him over 3 years just for to work out these plans for this little house here.
Oh, hello, Parky.
Hello, Art Gilmore.
Say, what do you got there, Parky? Some plans?
Yeah, gonna build a house. These plans, you know, was designed by that famous architect, J. Willard Franklin.
Yeah, J. Willard Franklin?
Yes.
I'll say he's famous. Boy, he's one of the leading architects in the whole country, Parky.
Sure he is.
You know, he designed a house that won the international prize. They call it the perfect home.
This is the poor plans for the perfect home right here. Give me those plans for my house.
Hey, good. Gee, may I see them?
Sure, there they are.
Hey, this is a beautiful house.
Isn't it, though? Sure,
you know, anyone can see that this is the perfect home.
Oh, sure. You know, Mr. Franklin, he sure thought out of everything, didn't he? He didn't left out a single detail. That was wonderful.
Yeah, everything's laid out so plainly.
Yeah.
Look, here's the living room, dining room,
breakfast
room, pantry,
the
master bedroom. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's wonderful.
Isn't it?
Say, what's this thing over here, Parky?
Oh, that's a secret thing. That is a big closet that they got right next to the living room. You see, every home ain't got that.
A closet next to the living room?
Yes, sir.
Parky, you don't want a closet next to your living room, do you?
I don't.
No, that's no place for a closet. Look, would you mind if I make a suggestion?
A suggestion, oh, for heaven's sake. Lovely Peggy Lee for her wonderful help here tonight, and we'll all be looking forward to Martha Tilton's return next Sunday. Get well quick, Martha. Good night, everybody.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Pockyakakis, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Sheldon Leonard, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years, and makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Pimberg and Parky Carkins. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.